So this is the Mamani Gin and Tonic cocktail that was that started the book. This is the reason why the book was made. So I have added 1.5 ounces of North Shore Distillery's Gin Number 6. I have muddled that already with some cucumber, cored jalapeno, and cilantro. So I put that all in. I'm going to add some ice. I'm also going to add ice to this highball glass. And then I'm going to shake this up vigorously. Going to throw in cucumber and a couple of jalapenos on top, and some more cilantro. And I will strain this into the highball glass. It's shaking up something like that with the jalapenos and the muddled cucumber. Really emulsifies everything, gives it a nice frothiness.
So muddling is like.
Muddling is mushing, yeah, and then shaking everything up like that. You could see that layer of froth on top. Then we are going to add the Q tonic. This is much better than your regular tonic that you'll get at your local bar. Has, what is it, cinchona, natural cinchona. We're going to top that off. And add some cherry tomatoes in there as a garnish, too. This was the drink that got Amy Stewart's friend to enjoy gin.
A lot of people don't like gin.
Yeah,
why
it's
is that?
Because it is very herbal. The juniper has a very sharp taste to it that it's an acquired taste. A lot of people tend to go towards vodka, which has essentially no taste at all. I like to personally enjoy the flavor of the booze. They spent all that hard time and effort to make that gin to add the juniper or numerous other herbs and spices to it to give it its flavoring, and that's what I appreciate.